here's what's on the way with JoJo, Reagan, and the Mixed Morning Show.
Yeah, and I don't even know if they've had this at past state fairs, but they got it at this one, and I stumbled upon it last night. In fact, they wrote about it in the food section of the paper today. I'll tell you about that next. Also, Smarter Than Reagan on the way. Don't go anywhere. Enrique Iglesias. He's not kidding either. He's loving you tonight. He'll be over about 7. Okay. Shows up at your front door. Enrique.
That's going to be awkward.
Come on in. If you want to play Reagan, it's Smarter Than Reagan today. Our daily pop culture quiz, 410-481-1065 is the number to call. I have a fascinating story ready to tell us.
Something that's happened to you in your life.
Yeah. Maybe something that happened to you over the weekend when the hurricane was visiting. So last night I had to work at the state fair and had an appearance there.
How was it?
I don't really consider it to be work because the state fair is just sights and sounds of my youth. It is just, you know, the smell of the fried food, the rides, all of that.
Yeah.
Memories of when I could actually do that ladder game. Have you ever played that?
I've never done that on the inflatable area underneath.
Yeah. You gotta climb up the ladder and keep your balance. And if you do, you can get, you know, a stuffed animal.
Okay.
You used to be pretty good at
that. Did you do it? I've seen you do this before. I think last time we were out there.
I used to be able to do it. I can't do it anymore. I've lost my balance.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's been there before, but in the back exhibition hall now they have bulk candy sales, and it's like nostalgic candy. Like, and they have an article on the food. I just picked up the food section of the paper today, and they have a little thing about all the food out at the state fair, and that's one of them. So you go in this area, and they just have like all sorts of candies in bulk, and you can buy it for like, you know, I think it's $3-4 a half pound or something like that.
What kind of candies?
Like squirrel nut zippers and
squirrel nut zippers is something besides a band.
Squirrel nut zippers is named. The band is named after them. It's this this old candy where they would sweep up peanut shells from the floor and grind them up into a very small size, and they would cover that with sugar, and it was delicious.
I believe you.
I don't know what the hell kind of nut it is. It's like ground up nuts, and then it's like suspended in this gelatinous, like,
like caramel?
Yes.
So, like a caramel thing?
But it's clear. I don't know what it is, Sarah. Oh. It's really weird. Yeah. You have to see them to believe them.
I don't know those. I've never had them.
And I'm not being very descriptive of how good they are.
Well, do you think Necco wafers are good, JoJo? Wait, I don't take your
Necco
word for it.
Necco wafers? Are you kidding me?
Believes.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, my eyes popped out of my head when I saw Necco wafers last night.
Why not just buy Tums? Or chalk?
Stop it.
You know what it is, JoJo? It's just the memory of Necco wafers. Suddenly you're 5 years old and you've gone to the corner store and gotten some candy and nothing better when you're that old.
Exactly.
But they're not really good, JoJo.
Oh, yes, they are.
No, they're not.
No. Now, listen, there are a lot of things that I remember from my youth that I thought were good, and then I went back and I thought, wow.
Like what?
Popeye cartoons.
Oh, it depends. The old ones, classics are still good.
Some of them stink. Okay?
Yes.
Three Stooges, some, and not as funny as they used to be when I was a kid. But Necco wafers, still delicious. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, especially when you get that chocolate one.
The one chocolate one in the roll of 40 that you have to work your way through.
Necco wafers. Man, you pop about 8 of those and you just let them melt in your mouth.
That's like a whole topic. What did you, you know, love as a kid that you found out really wasn't very good when you grew up?
And then after you pop the 8 wafers, you sit back and you just wait for that sugar buzz to kick in. Oh. And it ain't long. It ain't long. Then you just ride that high.
But why can't you do that with like a Dove bar or something?
Oh,
yeah.
I can.
A Snickers bar. Yeah. I like your food recommendations, but not with candy. You like Necco wafers and Twizzlers.
And Swedish fish.
Chalk and wax.
What is better than strawberry-flavored plastic, Reagan? What? I ask. Hey, to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
712 will play Smarter Than Reagan when we come back. It's JoJo, Reagan, and the Mix Morning Show.
Mix. A Mix Money Machine. Each weekday at 8:30, 10:30, 12:30, 2:30, and 4:30. We'll give one caller a chance to guess how much cash is in the Mix Money Machine. If you guess the exact amount, the cash is yours. If not, the balance stays the same until somebody gets it. For details, hit up mix1065.net. The Mix Money Machine from MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, and the station where it pays to listen to. Today's best music.
Mix 106.5.